I'm Taylor Gant for GPB News. Governor Nathan Deal has ordered flags to fly at half staff and has closed the Capitol today to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Organizers are expecting as many as 30,000 people to take part in a noontime march. 50 years ago today, Dr. King was laid to rest in Atlanta after he was killed in 1968. At his funeral, fellow activist Ralph Abernathy eulogized his fallen comrade.
My dearest friend is now in the hands of the eternal God. We therefore commit his body to the ground.
After a service in the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church this morning, a march will begin outside of the church and end at the state capitol. Governor Deal will join the King family in a ceremony at Liberty Plaza. A new report says Georgia is one of the state's taking the most action to combat the nation's opioid crisis. GPB's Kevin Kilgore reports that the state meets five of the six core requirements proposed by the National Safety Council.
The report measured states' progress in categories like treating overdoses and implementing prescription guidelines. The only area that Georgia is not succeeding in is data collection and sharing. The report was released during the National Prescription Drug and Heroin Summit held in Atlanta. A Kaiser Family Foundation analysis says more than 900 Georgians died of an opioid overdose in 2016. For GPB News, I'm Kevin Kilgore in Atlanta.
In soccer, Atlanta United won their fourth straight game over the weekend, defeating LAFC 5-0 on Saturday. Miguel Almiron scored twice on penalty kicks. He spoke after the game using a translator.
No, yo me siento muy feliz siempre con...
I'm always happy as long as I know I'm helping the team. So whether I'm scoring or a teammate scoring, it doesn't matter because we all celebrate together. But today, I'm happy for the goals.
Atlanta is leading Major League Soccer in goals scored with 13. They'll face off against New York City FC on Sunday. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Taylor Gant.